The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
John Walsh is with me now. He's a former advisor to the Education Minister, Rory Quinn. John, you're welcome to the show. We've had the CAO offers out today and the kind of consequences of continued grade inflation becoming reality, manifest for kids up and down the country. We seem to be taking a long time to phase this inflation out, the consequence of COVID. Is that fair?
We are indeed, Kieran, and good to talk to you. And I hope that students who got their offers today are happy with what they got. Unfortunately, not all will be for reasons we can go into in a few moments. You're quite right. The effects of grade inflation are still being felt, and they will be for the next few years. In fact, at the rate we're going in unwinding grade inflation, we'll be one of the last in the world to totally unwind it. I mean, America, Britain, Canada, France, and Germany, and other countries, Canada, as I mentioned, they've all unwound, or if not entirely, almost entirely at this stage, the grade inflation that they introduced to help students who really did suffer during the inflation, during the COVID years. Well, we're going to be the last, if not among the last, if not the very last.
And why do you suspect that is? Why we're kind of slower to rip the plaster off?
Well, for a number of reasons. I mean, the minister has defended her decision, saying she didn't want a cliff edge for students. And I can understand that. I mean, they had a cliff edge in the UK where they just abolished the extra bonus grades. She wants to avoid that. But there was some surprise in the higher education circles that she didn't make the start this year for whatever reason. It was anticipated that there would be a start this year, but there was no start this year. She's now announced that there will be a start next year. So what's happened this year is that grades went up on average, were inflated by 7.5% on average. Now, not all grades, but the majority of them were by that much, particularly at the lower end. But next year they'll drop at most of an increase of 5.5%. That's still a significant grade inflation next year. And at that rate of going, it'll be, I don't know how many years to get rid of the inflation entirely.
The argument sometimes made is that, you know, people who deferred their course last year, that this year students are in competition with them, and to kind of to go over the cliff, as it were, and go back to grades as they existed pre-COVID would put this year's students at a disadvantage. Some would be forced out of courses they might otherwise be in.
Yeah, that is certainly the case. I mean, there's no doubt that students who carry forward this year's inflated grades will be at an advantage compared with their counterparts next year, who will have lower grades. But we have to tackle it at some stage. And as I say, I think a lot of people felt it should have started this year and get the signal across that this really has to be unwound in a fairly short order, maybe 2-3 years. But we've already delayed it by 1 year. And it's having a knock-on effect, particularly, say, for Northern Ireland students, applicants. And we get about 2,000 applications from the North and the rest of the UK every year. It's also having knock-on effects for students from other countries who are really up against very high grades from Irish students for places.
John Walsh, former advisor to the Education Minister, Rory Quinn. John, it's always good to talk to you, so thanks for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.